This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
So I don't know about you guys, but when I first started seeing the reports of the plane crash yesterday at Toronto Pearson International Airport, when I first saw the photos of the plane completely upside down, I had to like look in five different places to
make sure it wasn't
like getting duped by like an AI image.
Yeah. Everything now, you know what I mean? Like, AI. Yeah.
I saw it and I was like,
same thing.
I've never seen anything like that before. So how could that actually really happened in real life?
No idea.
And the cherry on top, everybody survives.
I know, great.
And the plane actually caught fire too.
Yeah.
Plane caught fire, flips upside down. Everybody gets out. I mean, hats off to the firefighters that were clearly there on the scene within, I don't know, it had to be under a minute. I mean, like, that's not a fire engine that's coming from 20 minutes away.
They must have them right there.
They're right there on site. So kudos to them.
I would think there's got to be some video that is released at some point.
I've seen like a grainy video. It's hard to make out what's happening in it.
Yeah.
Some passengers had videos, you know, as S was hitting the
fan.
But
I mean, it was,
God those people got out.
I've seen a lot of plane crashes and a lot of aftermath of plane crashes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first time I've ever seen a plane that was completely upside down.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't even quite understand. I know it was icy. I don't quite understand what was going on.
That's what struck me is just the amount of snow there. I wouldn't feel confident landing in all of that snow, but I guess they do it all the time.
They do it all the time. It seems
my brother flies into Toronto all the time.
I think what flipped it over was the wind. I think there was a lot of wind or a gust of wind.
Mm-hmm. It was.
So that's what I think probably flipped it, or maybe it landed and it hit the wing first and that flipped it. But I can't imagine how lucky these people are. That thing flipped over and nobody was killed.
Somebody said the runway, quote, was dry and there were no crosswind conditions.
Had to have been wind.
So I don't quite understand how it.
I mean, unless the pilot fell asleep. I mean, just had to have been something because one of the wings is gone.
I think both of the wings wound up gone. I mean,
is it both?
But the. Is it the fuselage, the main part of the aircraft? It seems remarkably intact.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, man.
I don't know. It's just terrifying right now. I currently, let me see, I have already, there's already booked flight next week to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks after that, another flight to Florida.
Yeah.
Then we're flying to Atlanta. And then we've got Kansas. And then we're flying to New Orleans. And all these freaking plane incidents.
I wouldn't feel comfortable doing that.
It's a lot of flying.
Yeah, there's a lot of flying.
There's
for
a
you.
Lot of chaos going on right now.
And there's only about 10 air traffic controllers working throughout the country.
I don't know.
But yeah, that was just so scary to see that.
I'm just thankful that everyone got out safe. And it does make you sort of reinforce that sometimes I do sit in those exit seats. Sometimes I don't feel like dealing with it. But sometimes if I have a longer flight, I do want to sit there.
Yeah.
And, you know, they make you go through and you have to verbalize that you're
willing to help
and everything.
Yeah.
And
you're like, whatever. Yeah. Nothing's going
to
happen.
I'm willing to help,
now
of course.
Now you're like, I might want to listen to the safety spiel.
I never listen to the safety spiel.
Right.
I mean,
like,
I'm just
they come through with the, you know, put your seatbelt on, duh. Of course, I'm not going to listen to that. But if I'm in those exit rows, I'm going to be paying closer attention.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to believe, but this story says that meteorologists said that there was blowing snow in Toronto. Visibility was down to 6 miles at the time of the crash. Winds were at 20 miles per hour, gusts up to 40. Temperatures were below freezing at 17.
But you would think a 40 mile an hour wind wouldn't flip a plane over.
Maybe I know. I don't get it.
I don't know.
The landing did look really hard. There was new video.
Well, they were like screaming coming in. Like, I don't know. They were coming in hot.
They were coming in hot.
I don't understand. I don't know anything.
There was new video that came out either this morning or late last night. It's taken from the cockpit of another plane.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard landing.
For sure.
I mean, he smacks that thing.
Something was wrong. Well, they were on fire is one thing. Maybe that's, right? Isn't there, I thought the rumors were there was flames before they even landed.
No, this is 1080 video. There's no flames coming out until the thing hits the ground and the engine drags
on the ground. I don't get it. Mm. Something's going on because it's not right. You know what? Honestly.
Maybe it was a combination of pilot error and just the weather. Maybe there was a gust of wind at the very moment that they were landing.
I don't know. All I know is it's better to not know. It's better. You just got to bury your head in the sand and just go with numbers and go, you know, just hope you don't, you know, draw a short stick.
Play the odds.
Just hope, I don't even want to know all of the things that can go wrong.
Numbers don't seem that great right now.
No.
Well, that somebody did, you know, they do the typical stuff where some people are trying to blame Trump, even though it's like happened in Canada. Like, I don't think you can blame a president for this kind of stuff. But either way, they were looking at plane incidents, and there's like they compared the number of plane incidents this year to 4 years ago. There's actually fewer, but that doesn't mean anybody's doing anything. It's just, but there are a lot of plane incidents. Like already in January and February, there were like 51 some plane incidents.
Right.
Not just crashes, but like plane incidents that they have to report.
Right. But the crashes were obviously the one that happened here, the one that happened up in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
This one. And then I guess if you want to throw the Vince Neil, the private jet that hit the other jet.
That's definitely a crash.
Those kinds of things happen all the time.
Someone died.
Yeah.
There's four right there. I'm sure I'm missing one or
two. Yeah, the one in Seattle where the planes clipped each other.
Oh, yeah, that's right. When they were on the tarmac.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So that's what I'm going to text my buddy. I'm going to say.
You texted that. Don't say it.
Yeah, sorry. I said the F word. Yeah. I didn't mean to. I'm going to say what the F, but I'm going to actually say it.
Sure.
What happened.
Right.
Where was this again?
Toronto?
This is in Toronto. Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened?
I mean, what's going on?
Catilda needs to know.
Yeah.
I mean, I just keep reading that there were strong winds at the time of the landing. So I got to think that was the number one factor.
I guess, but I didn't know it could flip you over.
I didn't know either.
I guess it can. Who knows?
It's a light plane.
What was it? Was it a 737 or was it even smaller than that?
I think only 80 passengers.
I think it was similar to the one that crashed into the Potomac, around the same size.
The Bombardier or whatever?
Yeah.
I fly on that thing all the time.
Yeah, smaller one.
Yeah. I think most of them, fortunately, I'm not flying out of D.C. because now I got it in my head and I don't want to fly out of D.C. But I think the one to Atlanta, we are flying from D.C. Which, you know, if they have another one there, they just got to shut it down. They just can't. If they have another major accident there in the next six months.
If you have multiple fatality accidents.
If I die flying to the Big South or whatever it is in Atlanta, will you just make sure you shut down the airport?
Yes, we will do that for you. That'll be my dying wish. That's your legacy.
That'll be my legacy.
Yeah. Eric Bickle shut down Reagan National Airport.
Don't forget the Masters music.
play that.
Of course, that gets played. We know that.
Yeah,
it's already been requested.
Well, I know that like today we'll be inundated with more and more like passenger video. I can't absorb it.
Well, Drabby sent me the DM.
I can't watch it.
He sent me a DM which has a much clearer video of the plane crash.
Yeah,
and it just looks like it's a super hard landing, and then the plane kind of pitches to the right, clips off the wing, flips over. Fireball, yeah. Everybody survives.
Yeah.
Luckiest people on the planet were in that airplane.
Yeah.
Yesterday. Yeah, to survive that.
You figure if you, like, what are the, we've done that before. Like, what are the odds you get in two plane crashes?
Oh, I mean,
like back to back days.
Or just, no, I'm just saying, like, the same person. Like, if you have one plane crash,
go play the lotto.
You dodged it. Like, you're good.
Oh, yeah. If you survive.
Don't fly all the planes.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Go on every flight.
Yeah.
You want to hear this guy climbing out of the plane as he's filming?
I guess.
I mean, he's in shock and he just can't believe it.
Holy shit. Holy f***. Oh my f***ing God. Yo, I was just on this f***ing plane. Oh my God. Yo, I was just on this f***ing plane.
Well, yeah. That's one where you just feel like the rest of your life is a free roll.
Exactly.
Like you're on gravy time at that point.
Buy all
right?
the lottery I mean, tickets.
You should be dead.
Get
There's
on
no
all the
way
flights.
You should survive. Plane smashing into the runway.
No.
Flips over. Catches fire. Like
no. Like go bungee jumping.
Yeah.
You go just do it all.
Do whatever.
Getting all the helicopters.
Cliff diving.
Hey, props to the flight attendants, by the way.
They kept their poise.
Oh, so calm. That thing's upside down. She's just calmly directing people out.
Yeah.
Like an insane thing happen.
Let me guess. There are one or two jerks who are like, I need to get my laptop or I need my bag. Shut up and go for the exits.
No. Nobody's
the plane
doing that.
Is on fire.
I feel like Bickle would do that.
What?
Yeah. You would say, I need to get my camera.
No, here we go. I got to get my pooter.
Yeah.
No, trust me. What I would do is get out of there and not really worry about anybody but my family. I'll be honest with you. That's what I do. I'm not saving an old person. Right. I'm not worried about my camera.
You got to get to the exit.
I got insurance. Yeah, I'm getting out of there.
You get to the exit, and you're probably going to get a fat check from the airline. Like a thank you. Thank you for flying Delta.
Please don't
sue us. We know
you
almost died. Right. Here's a check for 10 large. Yeah.
10 large.
Is that what they do?
I don't know. I
think
no
they
idea.
Do, but usually they try to offer you something.
You
got to
get compensated for something. Yeah. You just survived.
Emotional trauma.
You got to sue them to really get a...
Emotional trauma.
Yeah. I wonder if the pilot got on the intercom after they were exiting the plane saying, thanks for flying Delta. Come see us again.
I don't know.
Is Bickle shuffling his feet out?
No. I would haul ass out of
Move
there,
Move it,
buddy.
Old man. We did. Gotta get out of this bird.
elderly first.
That's fine. I'll take
terrifying.
That. I'll take that. Elderly
it's terrifying.
First. Yeah. I can't absorb it. I can't know. Mm. I can't watch all the videos today. I just gotta be ignorant. I just gotta be it and just yeah. I gotta be like JP. I just gotta act like nothing bad ever happens.
Yep. Gotta play the numbers and hope you're good.
Can you imagine flying today though? I mean,
especially that airport.
It's got to be harrowing.
Mm-hmm. Where did it emanate from?
Minneapolis to Toronto.
Minnesota to Toronto.
Yeah. I don't know.
Probably a short flight.
If any pilots know that are listening, you have an idea what happened. I'm going to text my guy Tom and just ask him what the hell.
I don't know any pilots. I don't know anybody who's close to a pilot. I don't even know if I know an amateur pilot. Like a guy that just goes to like Gaithersburg Airport and gets up in one of those rinky-dink planes and flies all over MoCo.
I tell you, my wife's cousin,
I'm going to text my boy right now.
Her husband, that's what he does. He rents planes and they just, you know, occasionally a couple of times a year, they fly to go camping or something.
Right.
Like, they just do weird stuff.
It's bizarre.
Yeah. I'm like, you go in that plane with him? Remember I told you last week there was a NFL player that flew his wife and kid to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's a plane.
Yeah, wasn't that...
dropped off his kid halfway there.
Wasn't it Brandon Cooks? Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah, I thought
I didn't recognize the player, but they didn't say the name when I was watching it. But if you say it's Brandon Cooks, sure.
Well, I saw that he has his license.
There was a video of him, I think, this past season or last season, flying around Micah Parsons and another guy from the Cowboys.
Yeah, what are these guys
doing? Flying around a tiny-ass plane.
Let me tell you something. If you ever go through the effort of getting a pilot's license, I think...
Trust me, I won't, but go
ahead.
But if
you do, I'm never getting on that plane.
I would never invite you because I know you're never coming.
Mike Marr, Valdez, Drabby, doesn't matter. Could be the most... Tom or engineer.
Yeah.
Nobody I know that's just like takes up pilot, flying. I'm not getting on your plane.
Do I look like a guy who's going to be the next JFK Jr.? Disoriented.
Hey, that's
not knowing where I am.
It's actually but disrespectful to pilots that you flying is your hobby.
Yeah, right.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's like having like a gun and being like, you know what? I'm policing is my hobby.
Yeah.
It's disrespectful.
Disrespectful, I mean, to the profession.
Those guys went to school and have training for years and years.
Years and years.
And I'm going to take 5 lessons from some retired drunk pilot at the local airport and think I can fly a plane?
Yeah. Some crop duster. Years in the Air Force.
Thanks.
Honestly, it could be Sully flying those little planes. I'm not getting on it. It's the plane, not the pilot for me. The one little tiny little engine.
I want all the engines. I want all the engens.
I need like four engines.
Where they're getting out, they're cranking the propeller.
Get out of here.
Like I'm on an Indiana Jones plane.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
You know, if your plane has little floaties at the bottom for you to land into a river.
Yeah, well, that's a completely different story. Those puddle jumpers up in Alaska.
Out.
No, never, ever, ever.
Not doing
My uncle has one of those.
Owns one?
Yeah, he flies it. And his wife says, "I'm never getting on that plane with you because if that goes down." Our kids are perilous.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
of course.
How old is your uncle?
Well, now he's like 70, he's had it for like 30 years.
Okay.
Does he still fly it occasionally?
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy. I mean, it's probably exhilarating if you know what you're doing, but it seems
waiting for that phone call.
Yeah,
he plunged into the Pacific.
Uncle Teddy, no longer with us. I don't know his name, obviously.
Tim,
but
yeah.
You're close.
You're pretty close.
Timmy. You were close.
So after watching that video, since the landing was so hard, obviously, the wind didn't cause the plane to flip over.
Right.
It was the landing that caused it to flip over.
It was the hard-ass landing.
I mean, the wind might have had some...
He clipped a wing or something, right? And then that's when all hell breaks loose?
It looked like he just came down like...
He just came down hard.
You clip the wing, and then you're going to flip over. I think.
How did
it knocks off all the balance.
My question is, how did it only flip over right onto the top of the aircraft? How did it not flip 3 or 4 times and become a big, giant... mushroom cloud of flame and destruction.
No idea.
That's what I don't understand. Again, luckiest people on the planet. The people that were on that flight.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Good for them. because that could have and should have turned out way
they
worse.
They ended up being lucky. They were unlucky that their plane crashed.
True.
All right, so you're unlucky because right. That doesn't happen very often. But then, of course, they were very lucky that no one
died. Yeah, so good for them. They survived that yesterday. Scary situation in Canada. When we come back, we're going to pivot. We'll talk Commanders. Is the T. Higgins dream of him coming here to play for the Commanders dead? Is it dying on the vine? We'll talk about that next on The Fan.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.